Well, we spoke here last week about corporations forming rapid response teams to react to a possible negative tweet from Donald Trump. Now there's a company, Trigger Finance, which is offering its customers Trump Triggers, an app that will alert you if the president-elect tweets negatively about a company you own stock in. But investors are preparing for the opposite Trump effect as well. First Trump Trust Portfolios, that's a firm based in Wheaton, Illinois, has created two election portfolios, stocks the company thinks will do well under President Trump. They each have 30 stocks spread across six sectors. That includes banking, infrastructure. Brian Westbury is chief economist for First Trust. And Brian, familiar names here. You think Caterpillar will benefit with infrastructure spending. Health and finance companies might benefit from fewer regulations. Raytheon is here. You expect an increase in defense spending. But Donald Trump has also dissed defense companies for overspending, most recently Boeing. Isn't this risky? Donald Trump can be both negative and positive.
Exactly. And we're perfectly aware of that. There are 30 stocks, so none of them are more than 4% of the portfolio. And you can have a hit to one of those stocks without having it affect the portfolio dramatically overall. But the key thing is we pick stocks using quantitative measures. In other words, we go back and look at their history and their earnings and the way we value them, the price of the stock versus the value of the company. And that's how they make it into the portfolio, not just because they're a company that Donald Trump may or may not favor, but they're in a sector that should do well. In the end, if he wants to spend more on defense, Boeing is going to be involved. Even though he might go after them, these companies have obviously ways to react. And if they do better in a macro environment, this portfolio should do very well as well.
We've already seen so many changes, though, in promises. It seems as if your predictions are based on promises. And we've already seen President-elect Trump say, well, Mexico won't pay for the wall initially. And we're seeing, if you Google stock market and Trump bubble, you get a lot of concern that what's going on right now in the stock market, it's, you know, zooming, as well as John Crudell in a Trump-friendly paper, the New York Post writes, this idea of buying stock as a Trump rally is as silly as they come. Crises around the world are being ignored. Economies everywhere are slowing. And he goes on to say that what's happening right now may be inflated. For instance, Trump's close friend Carl Icahn invested $1 billion into the stock market right after the election. And this writer, John Crudell, is one who thinks that it's sort of rigged, that this whole thing is a house of cards about to fall. Do you worry about putting so many Trump-based items in one basket? That's exactly how you're not supposed to invest.
Yeah, that is true. And I would argue John Crudell has been bearish for a long time, looking for other shoes to drop. And the market's gone up. Many, many people looked at things that President Obama did and thought they would be bad for the market. But really what drives corporations and the stock market over time is entrepreneurship and innovation. And we live in a great era of innovation. And so what we believe is that you invest over time, and you don't try to worry about a tweet, and you don't try to worry about one news story, because investing is really the way to create wealth. So that's why we created this portfolio.
Are you worried about Trump's trade stances? You know, the sudden protectionist trade ideas coming from a Republican. This could mean that somebody who makes cell phone chips for Apple could suddenly find themselves on the losing end.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the reasons why these large tech companies have underperformed since the election. There are a lot of worries. And I am. I am worried about trade protectionism. I think it had a lot to do with the Great Depression. Infrastructure spending it's hard to do. There are so many environmental regulations. There are so many things that get in the way. This idea of shovel-ready projects, there's just not that many of them out there. But as investors, we want to buy companies that are valued correctly or even cheap relative to the market and hold on to them in an environment where they should do well. And that's why we invented this portfolio, and that's why investors seem to really like it right now.
Is this a gimmick?
No. Coming up to the election, I speak all the time. We talk to financial advisors across the country. I talked to over 10,000 of them last year. And one of the biggest questions we got is which sectors of the market will perform well if Hillary Clinton wins or if Donald Trump wins.
And would you have done this if Hillary Clinton had won?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. This is the way financial advisors and investors think. We know that policy matters, and so a shift in policy or a continuation in policy makes a difference for what sectors you would invest in.
Brian Westbury, Chief Economist for First Trust Advisors. Brian, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Robin.